Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today we are talking an update on the Yeezy Gap collaboration. So you can see here, just the other day, photos of Kanye and others posted this helpful little photo that has the CEO of Gap and an update during an earnings call to investors. She gave an update on this and she said, she spoke with Kanye West last night to connect on progress. This is a top priority for both of us, on track for the first half of the year, which is not much of an update, right? And in case you're wondering, like, did she say more? And it's just like, you know, that's all that got shared. Not really. Like, here's a Yahoo Finance article, and they just have a similar quote. I spoke to Yeezy last night, and he's very, very focused on this incredible opportunity. We're both excited about it, Gap CEO Sonia Syngal told analysts on an earnings call Thursday evening. The Yeezy line is still expected to launch in the first half of this year, Syngal said. So that's pretty much all that we were given. This article gets into a little bit more in terms of just like where Gap's at and positioned. A little bit in terms of stocks, and that's it. We still don't know really any updates on what the pieces are looking like. We haven't heard much anything about Kanye collaborating with Mololo Angelesi. She was the one that Kanye had announced would be spearheading the collaboration as creative director. You would figure that Gap would maybe be talking a little bit more about that collaboration too. So I was kind of shocked that Syngal just didn't say anything about that at all, or has it talked with her? There hasn't been any kind of press so far as I've seen from Angelesi talking about this opportunity. Maybe that'll happen more in the build up when this finally has a release date and they're starting the media blitz around it. I wanted to point out this article though, because it was really annoying. I found it a couple weeks back when I was just looking for updates, and it said, what's happened to Kanye West Gap collaboration? I'm like, okay, somebody did some like research. They have some answers. They're going to tell us just like where things are. There's going to be some like tidbits in here that we can kind of latch onto. But you go through it and it's just a recap of the deal and the details, who's involved, what we've seen so far, with nothing new in terms of like information or quotes or interviews or anything like that, which was really frustrating. Just this, it'll be introduced in the first half of 2021. And I know there were people that really thought February was going to be the release date for this. That was kind of the popular checkpoint that a lot of us were looking at, which was more so just speculation from the get-go. So the Gap CEO seeing it's going to come the first half of this year, probably in that May-June region, I'd imagine, rather than March-April, just kind of points to the fact that we still are kind of in the ballpark for when this collaboration was going to drop a year after its initial release or initial announcements. So, I mean, we're just now waiting for that next wave of information where we're actually getting images of things. Because while we saw some things back in, what, August, July, October that Kanye was sharing on social media, some of the like photo shoots and things, models in attire, clothes laid out on the ground, we still haven't seen anything that's kind of official, right? In terms of like, these are the things that made the cuts. This is the full color palette. And with how prone Kanye is to switching things up, changing things, iterating, who knows if any of that stuff is still the stuff, right? It wouldn't surprise me if things are really different, but it also wouldn't surprise me if things were exactly what we saw in the floor. I think it was in December when we got the photos of Kanye in Belgium with all the stuff. So I guess we'll see where it's going. And as more updates come in, we'll of course talk about them, but we're hoping for something a little more significant. But it's at least nice here for the Gap CEO to confirm that this is still happening. There is a release date that they have in mind. Like, we're good, we're moving forward. So we have that at least. And that's it for this video. If you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, comment, and subscribe, as those things tell YouTube this is a channel people engage with. But we also have our podcast, same name, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, where we go line by line, track by track through Kanye's discography. We're currently in our second go of late registration, bringing everything that we learned the first time through Kanye's discography and really like cracking open late registration in a way that we hadn't before. It's a very illuminating season, and our crack music episode just came out the other day. So if you want to check that out and completely change how you listen to Kanye's discography, please do that. And then we also have a movie explanation website where we explain movie endings and themes and concepts. So if you want to check out that work or support us further there, you can go ahead and just go to filmcolossus.com and see the work that Travis and I do in that arena. Otherwise, until next time, stay wavy and please keep it loopy.